sit here for a minute, then I'll be over here. Excuse me. On my way this evening, Marge Golightly called, and she says that in 1995, she was at a Life in the Spirit with you, and you were her TV.
Marge Golightly,
yeah. And she says that my type A personality, where everything has to be just so-so, I was convinced that the Lord wasn't going to give me the gifts that I wanted. And Jim would say, don't worry about it, it's okay. Don't worry about it, you'll get it. And she said, sure enough, she did get it. And she remembers that and wanted to thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
She got her gifts and she was happy that she was in your group.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
When she received the baptism in the Holy Spirit, she was just walking on air.
Yeah.
That's right. The Holy Spirit was so strong and so fulfilling to her.
And you know, Jim, when I thought about it, I thought how faithful you've been, not only to your family, your wife and your grandchildren, but through Sterling Fawcett, through Father Judith Friary, through this whole community. It's wonderful.
As long as you don't blow or put a pin in that bubble.
Would anybody else like to give a testimony?
Well, I've known Jim 33 years. And the greatest quality I would say about Jim is this, the way he moves generally through life. And some people have a big weight when they do anything. And some people just do things and it's just very calm and smooth. And my reflection on the Bible is that the New Testament reveals the general God. And I think Jim reflects that general God in the way he leads through life.
Amen.
And he's a very good example of that. Because there were some times, like on Christmases, Jim and I were volunteered to cut the Christmas trees for the friary. Whether it's snowing or raining or dark, we were volunteered to cut the Christmas trees. And we would be laying in the snow cutting these darn Christmas trees, and Jim was very calm and nothing's bothering him. Or where it's raining and it's middle of the night and we're cutting Christmas trees, and he's very calm. And so that rubs off on you. You can't help but be calm, right?
That's all right.
So Jim, congratulations.
Thank you.
And he still beats me in golf.
Now tell me, did you absolutely get these trees or did you steal them at night?
Well, we did both, actually. The ones at night were from John Wojcicki's house. Right? Right? I'll make these things up.